Dermot O'Donnell, exciting times for Cockhill Celtic. You're the chairman of the club at a juncture that a new step is just around the corner, going into this new third tier. No doubt there's a lot of work behind the scenes.
Yes, a lot of work, Chris, and thanks very much for coming down this evening. A lot of work behind the scenes, of course. We started the journey probably a couple of years ago when the demise of the Ulster Senior League, and we fell back onto the Inishowen League. And listen, it's great to have the Inishowen League there, but there has to be a better pathway for our club, not just our club, but every club. And we felt like if there was an opportunity, well, we'll push on. We'll try and do our best to push on again. And then the opportunity arose then with the invitations to send out by Fran Gavin and his team. And we sat down as a committee and we says, right, and let's push on. Had a talk to Gavin about it. We felt it was right to push on, see what we can do. And that's ultimately where it started. Had a good chat to Gavin. And he says, no, we'll go for it. Like, you know what I mean? We've got a good group of players. And it's not just about Cockhill. It offers opportunity for players in our community, or the wider Inishowen community, to play at the level that they feel that they can get to, like, and even push on again. And that ultimately was our decision, and we pushed on. And thankfully, we got the nod to progress our application, went for an interview, and gladly, thankfully, got accepted. And then the hard work then starts then on the back of getting accepted, because there's a lot of preparation work to do. Funds need to be gathered. It's a different level of finance to be involved. Travel, possibly accommodation, feeding the players, different things like that, you know. So it is a big commitment, but we've got great backing from the local community and further afield, like, and we're thankful for that.
I suppose that's one of the areas that people were probably wondering at the start. You know, there's a lot more financial demands when you're making this step up. But the travel, maybe not as bad as some people had thought it would be. And as you've touched on there, the fact that you've got such an encouraging response from people shows that, you know, there's a great willingness there to see the club and Inishowen and Donegal Soccer going further.
Yes, of course, yeah. And without the support, nothing can exist. Like, you really do need the support. Even at the junior club needs support to facilitate all the teams that they have at underage level, with buying kits, footballs, you know, the list is endless, basically. So to go to further afield, like, you're touching now on League of Ireland status, like, there will be an opportunity in 2027 to probably progress. But we have a lot of facility work to upgrade first. But going back on it, we reached out to our current sponsors to see what they come on board, and gladly they reached out, no problem at all. Anything we can do to facilitate, we'll support you, whatever we can and whatever means we can, and thankfully they did come on board. We've reached out to one or two new sponsors, and we haven't stopped reaching out. There will be an opportunity for sponsorship there for people to, like, we're going to use our platform to grow their business potentially and get their name out there, like, with platforms with FAA or own social media, gain further attention. And that's ultimately what we're hoping. Like, obviously, we want to get a good team on the pitch, and that's up to Gavin. But to get a good team on the pitch, the facilities have to be better. We have to progress it. We've got great facilities. Like, we've been lucky enough to have a great committee through the years. From, like, the club started in 1970, and, like, through the years, they've built a great foundation for us to where we are today. And without the previous committees, we wouldn't be here today. And it's as simple as that. Like, it's an ongoing process. We're here now for our period of time to give something better to the people in the future. And now we feel that we want to give the people, not just in our club, a pathway to a higher level of football, but the people in the Inishowen Peninsula, a better pathway. And getting that bigger teams there, there's potential now that we could get Shamrock Rovers or Derry City, the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Ground, and an FAA Senior Cup match. And that's great, like, you know what I mean? Like, and that would be a regular basis to get them ties, and ultimately that's getting great publicity for the whole area, like bringing tourism, bringing people up, showing the locality, you know, fans from other parts of the country. You know.
And finally, the criteria obviously was quite strict for teams to come in, and rightly so. You've done a lot of work on the Charlie O'Donnell Memorial Sports Grounds in the past. There's a stand there. Do you have to do much more now ahead of the new season?
Not much more for the head of the new season. Like, we're just a tidy up. Like, we're looking to facilitate around the pitch with signs, but that's our doing. In order to compete in this league, we're grand the way we are, but ultimately, if we go into the next level next year when there's a promotion there, we will not be getting promoted until our facilities are to a standard that they should be for the first division, and rightly so. Like, you know, currently we have plans, our changing facilities are quite a bit away from the changing or the pitch, So we have to facilitate changing rooms up there. We'll have to facilitate better amenities for supporters, segregation, like for fans. So things like that, floodlights if we want to go on to play on Friday nights. So that's what our aim is. And thankfully, we've reached out, we've got great support from the government before with Charlie, our minister, has been great to us. We're doing an AstroTurf at the moment on our next phase of development. We'll be trying to get the lights on our pitch, and that will put us, lights and changing rooms will put us in a great thing to progress and move on to the next level of football. But ultimately, we want to see where we challenge. We have had great success since I joined the committee in 2008. We've got great success since then. But this is a different level of football. This is the top people around their local, they're bringing it. So we'll be trying to bring in players that want to progress around our local community. Other people in bigger catchment areas will be bringing on big players in their communities. So it will be a big challenge. And Gavin and the management will be, I'm sure they're fully aware of the task at hand, but it's a challenge that you want to face. It's not one of these ones where you're turning up and you're expected to win. Now you have to fight to have the right to one, And it'll bring a better competition and a better, it might bring more supporters to the Charlie O'Donnell Sports Grounds. They see a better game of football, an intense game, and it's not 5 or 6-0, them sort of games. So we'll have to look ahead and probably look at defeats and take defeats on the chin, but that's the path you want to go down, to make yourself better and progress the club better.